This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. There's a different way to look at tax-free weekend, which starts Friday in Texas. The three-day break lets families buy backpacks, sneakers, and blue jeans with no sales tax. That seems like a straightforward way to save. One expert says there are five reasons sales tax holidays aren't such a great deal. About this time every summer, notice of tax-free weekend blares from store windows, ad circulars, and an endless stream of TV newscasts.
And good afternoon. Tax-free weekend is in full swing here in Texas.
Well, Texas is celebrating a holiday this weekend, but it's not one that you're going to find in your planner.
Like books, clothes, school supplies, that could end up costing you a pretty penny as back-to-school looms for many.
We could save a bundle on back-to-school shopping this weekend.
So to make sense of all of this, we turn to an expert.
My name is Brakeisha Sams, and I'm an unapologetic tax policy wonk.
Sams grew up in Carrollton and is no stranger to the shop-a-palooza that defines a sales tax holiday.
My mom and dad were very frugal. We primarily bought clothes on sale, and we would always go shopping on tax-free weekend.
But Sams steers clear now. She went to college, then grad school, and now has a fellowship with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin, a research group. Her focus? State policy. She says research shows tax-free weekend has a dark side. And here's reason number one. Sales tax holidays favor families that have more money to spend.
For families who live paycheck to paycheck, it's very difficult to time your purchases because you have rent, you have groceries that you need every month. And so wealthier families have that luxury of timing their purchases for the weekend of sales tax holidays because they have that extra cash flow.
Even if a low-income family lucks out and payday falls on the Friday of tax-free weekend, Sam says they still won't get a great value. Why? Reason number two. Some stores jack up prices for sales tax holidays.
Stores will actually have a better deal the week before tax-free weekend holidays or the week after. They mark stuff up and they water sales down, and so that's another reason why sales tax holidays aren't really a good deal for Texans.
Speaking of Texans, tax-free weekend isn't limited to folks in the Lone Star State. And that, Sam says, is reason number three why sales tax holidays aren't a good deal. Tourists and residents in neighboring states can take advantage, too.
They're not a contributing member to our state economy, which isn't helpful for hardworking Texas families.
And Sam says it's actually those hardworking Texas families losing out when sales tax isn't collected that weekend, which is reason number four they aren't a good deal. The state takes a big revenue hit.
So the sales tax holiday, you lose about $70 million a year. And so if you have that revenue plus other things with tax policy, you can invest in those services that are really, really critical to families living paycheck to paycheck.
Sams is talking about things like state-funded programs for people with disabilities and education. And reason number five she thinks tax-free weekend isn't a great deal? It just doesn't really help the economy grow.
Consumers actually don't spend more. They just time their purchases differently. So if there was no sales tax holiday, they would have bought the purchase any weekend.
Families will still flock to big box stores this weekend, and they will save about $8 on sneakers that cost $100. Just remember, Brakeisha Sam says that same pair of kicks might be on sale for $85 if you just wait a week or two. Courtney Collins, KERA News.